This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz in the week of the Phillies opener, which happens on Thursday here on WIP.
Get excited.
You can hear it right here on the WIP Afternoon Show as we host the Phillies opener.
Big Thursday.
On Thursday.
And then we host the home opener, too. That's at 3:05.
Wow.
Monday.
What? That's Monday?
Monday.
Yep. Ooh.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing
a couple days.
So what, do we even have any show on Monday? Do we have what? We have leading off?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could probably bully
We're doing the last hour of the midday.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
That's good to know that.
News to everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ike.
It's not news to everyone, Jack.
No.
Spike has an excuse. He has other things he's doing.
Well, what is he doing?
Well, he went to Atlanta for Ricky Rice.
Did we get the house thing?
Yeah, he's got the house going on.
Well,
come on.
Why don't I get it?
You took two weeks off. Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, the fact you should be locked in, and Rod has been saying, we're doing this damn show with the midday show.
He like has we've been? Done.
Yeah, he said.
Since when?
Oh.
He barely even talks in our meeting.
Yeah.
When was I supposed to get the lowdown on what we're doing on Monday? Am I allowed on the midday show?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Am I allowed on there? Are me and Hugh going to come to blows? That's the big question.
Well, you guys just do push-ups the entire time.
Well, last year I think we did it and we staggered it.
Did we? I don't remember.
I think so.
I don't know.
I think just let me, Gilio, and Ike, we'll talk about the baseball team. Okay. You guys the entire time should just do the push-ups.
Push-ups? Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I told you.
Live on the concourse.
I like that.
That's fine.
At Citizens Bank Park.
Look, I don't want to get you excited, but yesterday, might have done 350.
Ooh.
Might have done 350. Might have done 350.
Wow. Dude, you are out of control.
He is locked in. He's waiting. He's waiting.
Might have done. Come on, Douglas.
Yeah, he's waiting.
350?
Might have done 350.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think you could beat me in an arm wrestling?
Well, you're much bigger than I am.
No, okay. I just want to know.
Yeah, you'd beat me in arm wrestling. But I want Elliot back. All right, let's get to the top five. Yeah.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
And so the basis of this list is things I can't hear any more of. I'm just like over the leadoff thing. You know, I know that's not surprising to everyone, but I really just need the season to start so we can all be back on good vibes and having a good time talking about the baseball team. So the five other things that I can't hear any more of is, starting at number five, is the camera talking. Listen, he was back at it again this morning.
Wow.
He seems to bring it up every day now, which is great. You know,
that means he's locked in.
But it's like either he's set up a time, pipsqueak, and when are we going to do the face off and square up and play one-on-one?
You know, which
is like, you got to keep talking and run your mouth, or are we going to do this thing?
Well, you're whittling it down to just one-on-one. This has to be sort of the decathlon of athlete
and
challenges.
Country clubs are already calling, trying to set up a golf tournament thing.
Oh,
golf
wow.
thing, which is
okay.
great.
Okay.
Again, I'm not speaking for the camera, speaking for myself. Private clubs only. PCOs.
No, whoever wants to host it will host it.
So listen, he keeps talking. He's getting a little chesty, and I'm ready to end it. The fourth thing I can't hear any more of is whatever this Kate Scott and Ala Abdelnaby conversation was in the broadcast last night. Listen to this.
Let's go back to this.
Just take all that in. That's a lot right there. That's sensory overload right there.
I think the kids would call it aura.
That's a vibe right there.
Whoa.
That is a vibe.
Or they might also call it riz.
Oh, plenty of riz.
trying to learn the lingo.
And you know what?
Oh no, the young people in the No, it's not. Which I have found out, Riz is short for charisma.
Right. Right,
but you all let the youngsters in the truck are disagreeing with me.
No, I think he's dripping with charisma, actually.
It would be dripping with finesse a few years ago if you were Bruno Mars.
Yes.
No. Dripping with finesse.
What are we doing?
Here's the thing.
I know they're a horrible basketball team.
No, I got to defend them on this one. Like, when you're doing 2.5 hours of games that the people who are watching them actually actively hope that the Sixers lose the games. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to defend them here. Oh. We can't make fun of them for acting like every game is a big deal and they're just in it and they're only 5 games out of the play-in. And we can't make fun of them for that. And then also make fun of them for killing time. They got to kill time. I don't blame them for trying to kill time.
Oh, no, I don't blame them. Yeah. That don't mean we ain't going to make fun of them, though. Yeah.
Well, that's a fair point.
That was a lot of nonsense right there.
Yeah, well, come on, Allah.
That sounded like us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is like it sounded like their 5:30 segment, you know?
Well, there was a minute left, and they were down by like 17 or whatever. Yeah. So it was right on time.
Yeah.
Talking about Kelly.
I will tell you this. I had no idea what Riz meant, so I'm happy I found out what that means.
I didn't know that was what it was short for either.
Yeah.
So, educational.
There you go. And by the way, thanks to Kate Scott, went over and said hello to all of our Rights to Ricky people after the game.
Oh, you just balled off. That's what this is.
No, I am. I will criticize Kate when I think she's being ridiculous, but I can't imagine doing play-by-play for 82 Sixers games.
The fact
that they haven't quit is a miracle.
Who was our guy? Who was our? It was Mark Zumoff. What am I talking about?
Yeah, Zumoff was before Kate.
During the process.
But he was calling those games like a finals game.
Yeah,
you know.
But at least during the process, everybody knew what this is like.
Sad. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the worst.
I also saw you guys had Blue Chew come over to talk to you guys yesterday.
Bona. Yeah, I gotcha. I get the joke.
Adem Bona.
Yeah, I got it.
Wow.
Yeah.
He got us again. All right.
Good guy, by the way. Very nice.
Seems like a very good guy. Yeah. Great dude. All right, the third thing I can't hear anymore of. The worst thing that the NCAA has done in college basketball is actually not NIL and transfer portal. The worst thing that college basketball has ever done is let Dan Hurley win 2 rings. He is nauseating.
The worst.
Here he is coming off the court yesterday.
I hope they don't do that to you, man.
I hope they don't do that to you like they did that to us.
Wow.
Oh, no, the refs. They robbed you again, Dan. Everybody says, college basketball needs people like Dan Hurley. It's just like Bob Knight. No, this is not like Bob Knight. This is way more annoying, I think, than Bob Knight was a character.
Yeah.
Dan Hurley's just annoying. Right? Does anyone look at him and go, oh, that's fun?
No.
He's annoying.
Well, Bob Knight was a tyrant.
Yes.
Dan Hurley, quite frankly, I know you won your little national championships, decided not to take the Lakers job, stayed at UConn.
He never got offered that job.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That was just a way to him to get more money.
Yes,
UConn.
Another scam.
I'm just saying, Coach Hurley, your brother is still more famous than you are, Bobby Hurley. And your dad's a better coach than both of y'all.
That's for damn sure.
And he's just a high school coach.
Yes, that's for damn sure.
Dan Hurley's running around here like he's Gino or Emma or somebody.
Yeah, it's like people don't think of you like you think of you.
Yeah.
But it's been all year with this. Like, you know, he was out at Creighton or whatever. They lost to Creighton. He's pointing to his finger saying 2 rings. Like, he's just a loser.
Yeah.
He's just a loser.
I've had enough.
And that is completely out of line.
It's like, sick, dude. Yeah. Oh, you're the man.
First of all, this is a college. Yeah, you're in college. You're doing the 2 rings thing?
Oh, he's actually awful for college basketball. He's awful for college basketball.
Well, and for a guy who's won 2 rings, I feel like he has not held. What must be pissing him off is that he is not held in the regard that you see all the press that Patino gets and Calipari gets and all that, and nobody puts Dan Hurley in that class.
He doesn't. Hell, he's not even Jay Wright.
Yes, well, here's the thing.
I mean, I'm not slighting Coach Wright. I'm like, Jay Wright was more of a guy out there than Dan Hurley.
And every time Jay Wright would have a successful season, people would talk about him going to the NBA.
Yes.
The thing about the Dan Hurley Lakers thing is it was completely astroturfed. It was totally fake. And nobody was ever talking about Dan Hurley going to the NBA. No one is. So they had to make up a story. It's like, so it's probably driving him crazy that Patino got all this pub this year and Dan Hurley didn't get anything. Nobody cares.
As Kate Nala just tried to inform us, he doesn't have aura.
He's got no aura.
There's no aura around Dan Hurley.
He's got no riz.
No, zero.
Zero riz.
No riz.
Zilch in the riz.
See what we're doing?
Zilch in the riz department, am I right?
Hey-o.
All right. The second thing that I can't hear any more of, and Ike or Spike, you missed a doozy on Friday. I can't hear any more of Elliot Short Park's non-football, like, just takes.
What did he say?
On Friday, he unveiled the college athletes should be able to stay in college for as long as they want. As long as they're getting paid.
As long as they're getting NIL money.
Yep.
They should be able to be pros in college is what he was really saying.
Well then, okay.
Just stay there as long as you want to.
What is wrong with him? You don't have to have a take every day.
He doesn't.
I do every day, and I've yet to come up with something as ridiculous as players should be able to stay in college as long as they want. Wait a minute.
31-year-old Archie?
What? Yeah, so...
On that 16 Cats team, he's still there?
Hold on. So what does Elliot think is going to happen when a, like... Let's say Shaq just decided to stay in college when a 17-year-old freshman is playing and can't match up. Then where do those guys go if all the college players just stay in college?
If all the adults stay in college.
Well, what did he say?
Well, he couldn't work his way through that far.
Yeah.
That's where I got him. I'm like, dude, did you really think this out?
No, like, he didn't.
You clearly didn't think it out.
He's unbelievable.
Well, he gives us gems like the Back to the Future one, and in exchange, we have things.
Well, nothing is worse than the athletes being able to gamble on their own games.
Well, and then I wanted to bring up to him, should the college athletes also be able to bet on themselves when they're in college for 16 years?
And what did he say?
Well, I forgot. I didn't think about that until later.
Oh, okay.
We'll bring it back around.
Yeah.
This one's not going anywhere. Well, this one has staying power.
We have Elliot here tomorrow at 3, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're talking about the college thing. Maybe he'll just back off of it.
No, I don't think that's... Have you ever seen him back off?
I don't say that. Didn't seem like him.
He's backed off the betting thing.
Then it's
the betting takes worse. This one makes more sense.
If you can just stay in college for forever, then it's not college.
And you look like a loser.
Yeah, well... Not if everybody's 30, I guess.
I think you look like a loser. Yeah. All right.
You would have stayed in college. Come on,
Jay. Well, I would have stayed in high school.
Yes, right. Polkai Fritz over there.
Dude, high school baseball is the best.
Man. Yeah.
All right, but the number one thing that I can't hear any more of, and like I could be in the other room not watching the tournament, but I hear this commercial from two rooms over, and it's only during the NCAA tournament, this commercial.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Did the little piggy cry wee, wee, wee all the way home?
Second wee.
Wee!
Three times.
You're home.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Mrs. A.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Wait, was that?
It's so annoying.
I've never seen it.
You never seen that commercial?
There's a little pig
hanging out the window with the blow.
I forget what they're called.
Yeah, the wind things.
You just hear this little pig going.
It sounds kind of funny.
It could be like 12:30 at night. You're half asleep. You probably had 10 beers watching the tournament. And all of a sudden you wake up to the little pig going, wee! Yeah.
Is it only on during college basketball?
It's only college.
I think so.
Yeah. That's why I don't
see
it.
That's why I've seen it so much, because I've been watching the games, too.
You forget about it.
Yeah.
And then every time it comes back around this week.
It seems like they've done their job.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
I know they've done their job. And it's awful.
I kind of like it.
Should we make that as we're trying to make an annoying commercial for this show? It just gets ingrained in people's brains.
Yeah, yes. And we should run it during all the other shows.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Maybe it could be this noise.
All right. There it is. There it is. All right. The this hour is brought to you by Gaida Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Gaida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GAIDA or visit goguida.com. Oh, Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. Hi, Herb.
What's up there, Spike?
Oh, could you take us off speaker?
I ain't got you on speaker.
Well, that's not true. You know. Yeah, there it is.
I'm right here. I'm watching speak. She looks beautiful today, Joy Taylor.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Joy Taylor.
Let me tell you.
Herb, I think we have an issue to talk through.
The tight end,
what?
Hot. Yeah, you're going to have to chill out for a second. Hot. You and I have an issue here, Herb. We got to talk through.
What's that?
Well, you called the midday show, and you told them that I took your video off the internet and that I was jealous of you.
Yeah, well, that's what it was.
But it didn't happen.
I had people wanted to see it and
but
all that.
But it didn't happen. I didn't delete it. I didn't delete it.
When I spoke to Jack put it right up on his phone. He sent it to me in a minute, and I says, okay. I called Jack and told him, okay, I apologize.
Okay.
But I also had a phone call from Los Angeles, okay, from one of the guys that, you know, listens to me a lot, okay?
Yeah.
And he's been to Chicken and Peas. He's been to the stadium and all that stuff, okay?
Okay.
And he heard you talking, and, you know, he called me up. And he wanted to know what was going on, and I told him what was going on. And now what I heard was
that
you want me to come down. He told me this guy in L.A. And a few other people. They said, you want me to come down and spend an hour with you guys on the air.
Yes.
Well, Herb's big break is what we're calling it. So, Herb, here's the thing. You said I was jealous of you, and you also said I refused to hire you at some point. I actually don't remember that.
That was like a while ago before you went to New York.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
So if you... It seems as if...
You and your dad, matter of fact. You and your dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, not everybody just gets to host on WIP. A lot of people put in a lot of work.
Yeah, whatever you say, I'm just, you know.
Well, no, I mean, it's true, right? Jack over there was, you know.
Hey, look, I just call up when I feel like talking.
Yeah, okay, so.
Like killing time or whatever.
Right, if you would like to try to host an hour of the afternoon show, I think we have to get Rod's approval. But I think Jack, you're in on this. You're in
100%,
on
100%. Yeah, and he has to lead it. That's the thing.
Ike, are you in on 1 hour of Herb?
Yes.
Okay. So I put this out to the audience whether you would also like to have an hour of Herb on the afternoon show, hosting the afternoon show. So 215-592-9494. So all right, Herb. Now that we've gotten over that, whatever you called about is okay. I just want to make sure we were okay. It sounded like you were very mad at me when you called, and I didn't take your video off the internet.
It was just I've been working a lot, and I looked at this rally speech again, you know, and I went into my phone, and I couldn't hear nothing. I'm saying it's like frozen. And then I went over to my friend Rick Civarelli, and Rick couldn't get it open. And then we didn't know if you put it on Instagram or what you put it on. And I said, well, let me call. So I called Jack, and Jack said that he was going
to
send it to me. He says, in a minute, you'll have it. So he sent it to me on his number, which I already have his number. So, all right, whatever. It's no big deal.
So, all right. Okay, so you want to do the hour, or you don't want to do the hour?
Yeah, I'll do. I'll come down there and work an hour. No
okay.
problem.
And we'll just give you Jack's.
Work is, yeah.
Yeah, we'll give you Jack's.
I gotta give you my schedule, you know.
Okay,
I can come down there, you know.
And Jack, you'll just give up your pay for that hour?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm the one that has to give up my pay.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to talk about the Phillies for the last time.
Okay.
Ever?
The Phillies, okay. What do I got to say about the Phillies? Okay. Let's get on base. Let's get a lot of walks. Let's drive in runs. We play the Dodgers. We're going to see the Dodgers real soon here, okay? And we got to go out there and we got to show this Philadelphia fan base and everybody else in the National League East and the whole league that we can beat the Dodgers at home and knock them out, okay?
Hmm. Yeah.
That's the first 10 days of business or whatever. So, you know.
Yeah.
I want to see a hustling. I want to see a team hustling. I want to see defense. I want to see, you know.
Yep. Running the bases, small ball.
I don't care if it's 35 or 40 degrees out there and you got to, you know, whatever. Go get out there and play your game, you know.
No matter what temperature it is.
Yeah, well, April's pretty tough. You never know what's going to happen.
Yep.
You see, today it was raining. I was originally supposed to umpire today. They canceled the game.
Oof.
I got a game on Wednesday. It's supposed to rain again tomorrow night, and that could make Wednesday's game get rained out. So, you know, it is what it is around here because the weather is something to really play with in March and April. But did the Eagles sign anybody else? Because I was busy with the president this weekend.
The president? You were busy with the president?
Yeah. He's working, going back and forth to Wells Fargo Center.
Oh.
Yeah,
did you drive the president on your bus?
I don't think so.
I was working with the United States Secret Service.
Oh, that's terrifying. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are their phone numbers?
We don't have their numbers, but you know what?
Did you see
the president? Did you get to see the president?
Everybody's vehicle that was coming in there. It was just me and my couple partners that are allowed to park in the lot.
Okay.
You know, because we had the buses. We had the buses parked along the fence. So,
Greet the president?
I stayed over across the street where the vet was. We didn't bother. The people we're picking up are all the workers. They parked over there in the S lot, which is the old vet, the vet lot where the vet was. And there was very little cars that were parked in E lot and F lot because Secret Service, they were there with all their equipment and all their trucks and car, their own personal cars and all that. And then you had the Philly police and in there. So, you know, we stayed away from there. We did what we had to do, and then we just sat and waited till, you know, 10:30, 11. I didn't get out of there until like 12:45.
Wow.
There you go.
And the last, I did meet one guy that was a media guy, and that media guy showed me a picture. They had made a box, a black, big black box.
Whoa.
I sold on TV.
Mike knows what you're talking about.
And the president was in that box. And this guy that was a media guy, he showed me the picture on his phone. He says, I was right there where the president was. He gave me a picture, you know? So.
Okay.
Done. Wow. There you go. Well, thankfully, when they're coming here, you have those sort of connections that can make sure everything runs as it's supposed to.
Saturday, listen to me. Saturday, I was at Chickie and Pete's. The place, you couldn't even get in there. The place was packed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was watching the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
It was unbelievable. I ordered lobster.
Whoa.
They gave me a nice big thing of lobster.
There you go.
I had the pasta on the side.
Okay.
And I bought a couple waters for me and my buddy. And then I had a plate of French fries, crab fries for these guys that work in the parking lot. So, it was $57 with the tip, so you know.
That sounds like a good deal for
all the way to 60.
I ate the food in the bus. I ate the food in the bus.
Oh, your hands were all buttery.
I mean, you know,
buttery and crab fry seasoning.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
You shook the president's hand like
that?
Wait a minute. When you're eating that lobster in the bus, do you have one of those bibs because the butter could drip all over you?
I tore that lobster up. That lobster. That lobster was down in like less than
you dog.
5 minutes.
That lobster didn't have a chance, did it?
Yep.
It looked to me like at least three big lobster tails, you know? At least.
At least.
Maybe more.
Wow. You
know? Like that, boy. Give me some of them lobster tails.
Yes.
Don't get excited over
there. Yes.
Jeffrey Lurie, go over to NovaCare. You're going to get plenty of lobster over there, bro.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
What does...
And they feed them players lobster. Lobster and steak.
Mm.
Not regularly, they don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been in NovaCare.
Not regularly, don't. Hell, for you get lobster in there, it better be a special occasion.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, they have good food in there, but I've been in the NovaCare, you know.
Putting it on the air. You get lobster over there and steaks. I know.
Well, steaks I agree with. Yeah, I mean, maybe they are eating lobster over there. I don't know. I didn't get any.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why we're only getting bargain bin free agents.
Andy Reid lost the NFC Championship 3 out of 4 times.
People forget that.
I know I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He should have been in the Super Bowl 3 out of 4.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Good transition here, Herb.
Daily reminder. Daily reminder. I didn't win anything.
At any level.
I forgot Andy Reid. When I gave him what to do, the playbook, I told him what to do.
Oh, I'm sure.
And how to do it, okay? And he listened to me.
No, he didn't.
Last time.
You're lying.
The last game, the last one against Atlanta and Minnesota.
He finally listened.
Exactly what I wanted. And then when he got to Jacksonville,
Are you talking about Doug?
Same old thing.
He said Andy.
No, he's not. He's talking about Andy.
Run the ball, first and goal with the 9-yard line. McNabb.
When did you tell him this, though, Herb? No, when did you tell him
McNabb,
this?
I want to get a touchdown.
Yes.
You told Andy more touchdowns, less field goals?
Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. All right, he's sitting up.
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Still got probably at least, 26 right now?
At least.
Yeah, at least.
Okay. He's got at least a good, I would say, a good 8-9 years to go.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to wind up being the all-time Eagles quarterback. The all-time, bro.
Sure.
He's already got his Super Bowl. He's been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. Okay? Now he's going for his next one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yep.
We're going back-to-back. Remember, you heard that from me. Back. Two back.
There you go.
Can we handle back-to-back Super Bowls?
No. I'll be on the next day talking about what they need to do to get a third.
Get a three-peat.
Yeah. They haven't done anything yet. I'm already past it. I'm already past the second Super Bowl at this point, to be honest with you. I'm already looking at the third.
All right, boys. I'll talk to you.
All right, Herb. See you, Herb.
That was like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that was quite a call from her.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Does he think?
Do you think that people want the Herb Hour?
I got multiple calls saying, please don't do it. Multiple calls. And I said, disagree.
Yeah.
I need to know why he thinks that Andy Reid listened to him.
Yeah.
Like, how could you get close enough to Andy?
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
When we do the Herb Hour.
Yes.
It's going to be up to us to weave him in and out of that hour.
Yeah. Jack wants him to lead.
No, well,
he's
never,
leading.
That's never going to happen.
He's 100%
yes.
leading.
Yes. I beg you, that's never going to happen. Yes.
We'll leave it up to Rod. He's the program director around here. All right. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, Fritz, and Herb.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show, like Spike and Fritz.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. The first question we ask, ultimately, is who bats leadoff for Phillies that big of a deal? 50.4% say yes, and 49.6% say no.
Beautiful. True 50-50.
True 50-50. Patrick from Tabernacle, you're on WIP. Nah.
Patrick?
Patrick.
Damn it, man.
Man, whatever. So, as you mentioned earlier, the annual rights to Ricky Sanchez, Fly the Process trip was this past weekend. Mm-hmm. We went to Atlanta.
ATL?
Stop
by Magic City?
I didn't.
Great wings.
The Lou Williams wings.
Yes.
Lemon pepper wings.
Yep.
There was, so Joe, fans of Philly Joe, was there with. Joe got him DoorDashed and said,
he got the lemon pepper wings
DoorDashed. Well, we were out to dinner.
Awesome.
We were out to dinner, and he was like, mentioned the lemon pepper wings. And I was like, dude, you and I cannot go to.
Oh, yeah, you could have rolled up in there.
Yeah, but. But also, like, it's just. The time that we're by ourselves can't be to go to the strip club.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever.
I didn't even know that's what it was.
Oh, you didn't know that Magic City is a strip club?
Yeah, I did not.
So it's a strip club.
I thought it was a damn restaurant.
No. It's a strip club.
Oh.
So he got them DoorDashed, and he said they weren't that good, but he also said that it was so long between when the wings got picked up and when they got delivered.
Right.
It was Saturday night. But there was another a couple in our group that went and said they were not that good, overrated.
Yeah.
But
they
went? They went.
Yeah.
They went.
But the wings were overrated.
But the wings
not
were.
Not the experience.
No. But it's also the home of the oldest strip club in America. It's called the name of it.
Really?
Yes.
It's called a Big Dose
of
D.
It's almost like a dive bar with stripping in it. It is called, hold on. Amos sent me this.
I never even heard of it.
Yeah, it is called the Claremont Lounge. And another couple went to that.
The Claremont Lounge is not where you want to be at.
No. They said it was interesting. It was an interesting trip. But thank you to all the Ricky people who came. And everybody's very excited. Everybody was in a pretty good mood.
Yeah.
I would say that having almost 100 people fly to friggin' Atlanta
ATL.
To watch this ridiculous
team. Yeah, to watch
team.
This squad. Yeah, it's but pretty impressive.
Everybody is very excited for the lottery.
Yeah.
Is that we are, you know, and the lottery party will be back. We'll have details with it soon. But everybody,
I'm excited for the lottery.
Everybody has, and I finally, like, you know, I don't watch college basketball or whatever, mm-hmm. but this weekend I saw half a Duke game, and I was like, you know what? We need Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
And Jack and Ike were right, and capture the flag has to be it. We got to get this guy. It would be great to just get the pick at all, but getting one, like, can you imagine? We always talk about this at a lottery party. We always want to get to the commercial because there's always a commercial before 3-2
yes,
and one.
Yes.
Can you imagine if we already know we have the pick, we've gotten to, you know, six and we know we have the pick, and they unveil six and it's not us.
Ooh.
And they unveil five and it's not us.
Ooh.
And then they unveil four and it's not us. And we get to the commercial this year.
Oh. Yeah.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bring me that guy.
Well, don't give it to the Spurs again.
No, Spurs.
God knows they don't need it in Utah.
No.
Well, actually.
Well, he would fit.
Cooper.
Wow.
Yeah, no, before I did.
Come on, man. The Wizards? No.
No, we don't need the number one pick in Washington.
Charlotte?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
New Orleans?
No.
Like, rig it. You got to rig it.
You got to rig it.
Here's
I think we're in the right spot.
Listen, you rigged the Doncic trade to save the league's rankings.
Yes.
Ratings.
And rig it as an apology for the Jerry Colangelo thing.
Yep.
Or how about this? Josh Harris, and Mike has mentioned this on the podcast, I don't care what it costs to rig it. You got an extra $1 billion.
Yeah. Hand it over.
They just find a way to get us the number one pick.
Can you imagine that?
Oh.
How exciting Whites really would take over.
Oh, yes.
Cooper and Cooper?
Oh, man. I'm all for it, too.
Yes, let's do it.
I am all for it. I am all for it, brother.
A lot of little Coopers running around.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that would be cool, man.
Yes. Because I agree. It's been a while it's been over a decade since I've been excited about the lottery.
Well, let me ask you. I asked this on the pod the other day. Let's say
Sixers get number two, and Brooklyn gets number one, and Brooklyn calls you up and says, give me Maxi and two for number one.
Yeah.
That's a yes, right?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm trading Maxi off that quick?
Well, and for because what you do at that point is you just, you actually, you say goodbye to the big fella, you say goodbye to PG, and you build around McCain and Flagg.
Cooper and Grimes.
And Grimes, and will you be able to re-sign Grimes pretty easy? And then you also have Justin Edwards, all these little young guys.
I think I'd do it.
Yeah, I think I would do
it. I would do it too.
Yeah. Now would Brooklyn do it?
Mm-mm.
Brooklyn would not do it.
I don't think Brooklyn would do
it. They're smart.
Yeah. No, I don't think Brooklyn does it.
Although, no offense to Cooper, I just don't think he would be the gate that they need up there in Brooklyn.
But the truth is,
in other words, he's not going to sell out that damn arena up there to come see Cooper Flagg.
Well, they actually sell tickets, but nobody in there cares about the Nets. It's always just...
It's always for the opposing team.
Yeah, I think... now, the thing that Maxi would do is Maxi would make them... They would at least be better sooner than they would with Cooper. I'm trying to talk them into it.
Yeah.
You know? So...
Yeah, I think I'd do it.
I would do it. I would do it. I don't think any of the teams would do it. Any of the teams that are...
But for the good of the league.
Yes.
Like Wizards, Charlotte.
Can't do it.
Well,
Wizards
are
dumb enough.
I know what I was going to ask. What's this? Well, you probably don't know, but Fritz, you might know.
Oh.
Well, you just said you started watching
this weekend. College basketball.
Yeah. So there's this thing going out there that Cooper may go back.
It's not
going to
happen.
To Duke, right? He's not going back.
No one's ever actually done that, right? I mean...
It's NIL money. I don't know.
Yeah, but the NIL money, it's like between $4 and $6 million, I think.
Right. I know it's not the same as NBA money. Yeah. I'm just wondering if he doesn't like who the number one pick is, does he decide to go back?
He could do that, but
that's what I'm thinking.
Would you rather go to Duke or be a Hornet?
Well, but every year he pushes it back, he's never making that money again. Like there's earnings that he's never going to get again. And you could have the same situation next year. Like it could be a team.
So you think it's just talk?
I think it's just talk.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
So here's the other part of that. Could it be just talk because he's setting up to force his way somewhere?
That's what we need.
Yeah.
Now Zion tried this, right?
Well, no one's forcing their way here.
Listen, don't you?
Zion did try that.
Zion tried it. Yeah. And he ended up being a Pelican.
Yeah.
I'm sure Anthony Davis tried it. He ended up being a Pelican.
Yeah. Basketball players do not want to go to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Nobody cares down there.
Yeah.
All right.
But we had a good time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would.
Yeah. We had a good time.
If the Pelicans want to sign me.
A gumbo.
All right. 215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls right after.
Hold up.
Ike says the word artisan.
That's right. Artisans and Jesus.
Yes.
Nope, that's the wrong read.
Whoa.
This is Mark's Jewelers. Yep. Mark's is looking for a few good artisans. Now, if you're an attention to detail individual like Spike is, with a passion for making people's dreams come true, also like Spike is, then Mark's wants to talk to you. Now, Mark's isn't looking for people who need a job. They're looking to build careers. Now, in metal smithing, right? Diamond setting, and computer-aided design and manufacturing. Now, that's because the team at Mark's are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Get your career started in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com. Again, that's marks-jewelers.com.
All right. That was
a struggle. That'd be better, Taylor.
Did you see Niang talking? Can you even hear it?
No, it's not even worth playing,
okay.
Honestly.
Yeah, George Niang talking trash to Quentin Grimes yesterday.
Our guy, Quentin Grimes.
By the way.
Bang, bang, Niang?
Yeah.
Niang
trash talker.
Niang said to him, if Embiid was here, you'd be in the corner. If Maxi was here, you'd be in the corner.
Oh.
Yeah, because they were. And by the way, it's not like Niang was like the picture of health when he was here, but he looks even fatter in the Hawks uniforms.
Listen, again, not to fat shame. Yeah. I don't get how NBA players are fat. Like, you're running all the time.
Well, you're really not, though.
I was going to say,
Once the season starts, no. Well, George Niang plays, 23 minutes a game?
That's what gets him, is not playing enough minutes.
And even three times a week, you can you can eat enough to
You mean like Zion? How does he get big?
Or like even Luka? I mean, Luka is up to like 270.
Well, Luka drinks. That's Luka's thing, and all the empty calories. Luka's a beer drinker. He's a beersman. Yeah.
Michael Finley took that beer out of his hand.
Yes,
and they traded him.
Yeah, they got rid of him.
That was a bad sign.
Yeah, sure was.
CJ in Texas, you're on WIP.
Man, you know how depressing you got to be with being a 76ers fan like Spike, and you had to go to the oldest strip club. So when you say the oldest strip club, is it the longest running strip club, or is this the place that has the oldest average age?
So I think it might be...
Everybody in there was 40.
Yeah, I think it might be both.
When you get a name like the Claremont Lounge, CJ, yeah, they don't sound like young people up in there.
So here it is, the Claremont. I'm sorry, the Claremont.
You're a stripper, you don't get a 401k with a stripper.
Dancer, the Claremont Lounge is Atlanta's oldest strip club. Although the basement space began in 1955 as an upscale supper club, it was reborn as the Claremont Lounge in 1965 and has become an Atlanta landmark. Located in the basement of the Claremont Motor Hotel. Great entertainment, generous drinks, and much, much more. There you go.
It's
next time you're in Atlanta.
Words that you said there, like motor. And
yeah.
But I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the weatherman, so I'm not going to try it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. It was me, Deion Sanders, Dominique Wilkins,
Michael Vick,
Terry Pendleton, and Ike Reese. Yeah.
And the Silver Foxes in the back.
Yeah.
The motor. So, y'all were talking about this thing, and I thank you guys, because y'all helped me. I was at the DMV all day trying to get a car registered for my kid, and it was just horrible. So I'm listening to you guys, and y'all talking about who was the face, who's the new face, right?
Right.
Or who was the face of that time frame?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm not going to lie, you were on cue by saying, oh, it was Nick. But let's be real. When it comes to who people want to be the face of a team, it's who you identify with. So like Wim McNabb, people booed him, people didn't like him because they wanted a running back. And you had the people who connected with him and loved him. When he came up short, the people who was like, ah, he was successful, they wanted to be right, they still held on to, ah, he's not the face. I'm going to run with Dawkins, even though Dawk was the best, one of the best ever. You get who you want to connect with. We thought we had it with Carson. It didn't work out, and then we got lightning in a bottle, and we won with Nick. You got a lot of people like myself. Like I said, I live in the enemy's backyard, so it's hard to walk around with him being the face of your franchise, the guy who came in and left, and only known for a few things. It's like, you don't want to have that argument with them because they're like, man, if you don't get out of here, you got Trent Dilfer as your Super Bowl winner. Like, we don't even want to talk to you. It's like, God, dog. So when Jalen wins, you still got people, I think like yourself, that don't want to give in and say you were just 100%, I ain't going to say 100% wrong, that you were wrong about Jalen.
Well, hold on though, CJ. It's a different, we're not talking about, Jalen's not part of that discussion though.
100% understand. I'm just saying, I'm giving context to the conversation.
Yeah.
I'm saying why people connect. And so the reason why it can't be him, and I'm so glad we won again. I love what Foles did. But it makes it a hard conversation to say, oh, man, Foles was the face of that time frame. It's a great – you know who Foles ends up being? He ends up being Rocky.
Well, and Rocky is the face of the city.
Yeah, but you got – okay.
Yeah, Rocky is?
Hold on. CJ, though. But here's what I want to say, though. Every time there's a national game with the Philadelphia Eagles,
they show
the Rocky statue.
Yep.
Like, I'm not saying Nick was the best. I didn't even – and by the way, like, I was a Jalen guy when he took over for Wentz.
Yes.
I mean, it's not it's less about identifying with Nick and more about that moment. And let's not forget, the team loved Nick, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like he just came in and played well and left. They celebrated him, too. This is not something that I think we choose. I think it just is something that is.
No, it's something you choose.
She shut up.
It is, man.
That was disgusting.
It is a thing where it's like, man, the whole Rocky thing, dude, I feel it. I had to accept the Rocky thing. I understand all of it.
Right.
I love it. But it's hard when you're in the bars and places drinking with all these other fan bases. And they're like, yeah, so what are you going to tell me about Rocky? A made-up guy. It's like, God, dog. Like, they're hitting me with sucker punches over here. Like, you're killing me. And so now to have something, I have to say BG. Because if you're going to say, like, hey, this is a guy that really, we cast it off. We casted BG, y'all. He's leaving. I kept saying this. As an Eagles fan, I was like, I want to win. After we won the first ring, I was like, man, let us win back-to-back. So I have two fingers up. I got two Super Bowls, hit the two birds for you. That's all I needed. But now it's like, okay, we got a quarterback. I still be on Jalen but we got two rings, and it's like, okay, hey, we can kind of move away from Nick. I love Nick, but we can move away from him. But the problem is too many people have not bought into Jalen. But the face of that franchise, a lot of people want it to be Kelce. But people they got Kelce fatigue right now for some reason. And they're like,
yeah, that's probably the biggest shocker of the day is that we didn't get more Kelce votes.
Yeah, it's like we forgot.
Yeah, I mean, it was mostly Nick votes, I think. Yeah.
Well, and BG.
Yeah, and BG. I think the difference, too, is all of this Kelce fatigue that you feel now that people, or not that you feel, CJ, but that in 20 years will be gone.
Everything
is just sort of like whittled down. I mentioned Iverson before. Nobody, when we think of Iverson, nobody thinks of the controversy of people fighting about Iverson. When we think about Ryan Howard, I mentioned this to Jack earlier. Nobody thinks about the final 4 years of Ryan Howard when we were all like, oh, that contract is the worst. When's he going to be out of here? No, we just think about Ryan Howard bashing 59 home runs and being one of the greatest. As time goes, it just sort of like everything comes down to a couple of moments. And I think time heals wounds and stuff. I really just think, well, whatever. We'll see what happens. I guess Ike and I will be gone. Jack will be doing mornings, middays, and afternoons on WIP. So.
Me and Buzz.
Yeah. All right. All right, CJ. Thank you.
I'm going to be Papa Fritz. Papa Fritz going to still be there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He'll be Grandpa by then.
Yeah.
Take some weeks off. But, hey, Fritz. Don't let them talk to you after taking your days off, man.
It was out of pocket. It was wrong.
I'm 40-plus, and I work in a place where they were like, hey, you could take off, and you're a dad. I was like, what? They was like, yeah, man, you got 30 days. You know what we did? I was at home for 30 days. So, Fritz, don't let them
Who does that?
I'm letting them know.
Don't let them talk to you out your off days. Them paid 3 days.
Nah,
technically, I have four more weeks, too.
Let me tell you something. Thank you for the call, CJ. Radio guy takes off four straight weeks.
Yeah, we're replacing him.
Yeah.
You take off a month around here.
Yep.
I got full six. You keep talking. If Phil season goes wrong.
Oh, well, yeah. It's just like, middle of April, May.
You get 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So really, I'm a warrior only taking the two.
You did us a favor, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
Hashtag built different.
Not everybody, I will give Fritz credit on this one. I have had radio personalities in the past take the full six in a row.
That's classic.
In a row.
Yep.
In a row. And now that I'm not the manager anymore, I can say it and it's not an HR issue.
Yeah, exactly right.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Doesn't Spike have another house to close on? Rob Thompson in Florida.
Oh, come on.
On his neck.
Yeah,
seriously. Yeah. He's got a great... What do you want him to do? Shave his head?
No, I don't ever get rid of that hair. Yeah, no. Get rid of that hair.
Yeah. What's next?
What a fiery opening segment by Spike. I haven't heard a Yankees fan that upset with since we took Game 1 of the 09 World Series. Frank in Ardmore.
Not a Yankees fan.
Wow. There's multiple photos.
Yeah, well.
You have like 1,000, even more Yankees hats at your house than Phillies.
No, the two hats I have the most are Phillies and Yankees, probably. But I was trying to fit in.
That was a bit.
Yeah. Well, it was a bit that I started cheering for the Yankees for real.
You respected the pinstripes.
Yeah.
It happens to the best of
us. You have to. What's next?
Oh, I have to choose fries or baked potato. Baked potato or fries. I have to choose one. I can't have both. Both are potatoes, but only one is fried. Baked potato or fries. Fries or baked potato. Ike Reese getting put on the spot at a restaurant.
What?
That was unbelievable.
What? It was a tough decision to make.
No, I know. It's like talking your way through it. It's like I didn't know if it was going to end.
And he was like, you know what? It's all four of them. Four? We're just looking for one. And none of them are Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, baked potato.
Yeah, every time?
Not every time. But
yeah, I'm a fries
most
guy.
Most times.
What's next?
Damn, I thought Spike was off Friday to close on a house, and now I find out that he was just making a cassette tape for Jack. Ike Reese.
What we do in our spare times. We make playlists for each other.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a one-way street, the playlist.
Well, you hate everything I send you.
That's true. That's true. All right, what's next?
Spike on Nick Foles. He won the Super Bowl, therefore he's the face of an era.
I get it.
Spike on Jalen. Great, he won a Super Bowl. Good for him. I need to see it again. Mike in Havertown.
That's a good point. It's a proven year for Jalen next year.
Some are saying.
Yep. What's next?
Dance, puppets, dance. Jack in the producer booth watching Ike and Spike argue about Foles after changing the subject from the Phil's lineup.
Oh, that was great. That was great. I needed to move the subject along.
Yeah, we knew you were happy about that.
Oh, dude, that was the best 15 minutes of the show.
What's next?
You guys once debated banning Jakes from calling in? I should have taken that as a sign. Jake Rosenberg.
Jake, you had a good call.
Well, no Fritz at 6 next. As
he does not work on Mondays.
Doesn't, so TK is next.
I got a fantasy draft.
Yeah, well, the WIP baseball fantasy draft is at 6:30. Yeah. I haven't played fantasy baseball in probably 30 years, and I do. Jack, have you seen what the name of my team is?
No.
We are the Panderers, and our logo is the Philly Fanatic tattoo that Bryce got.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
That is the team.
He is on Bryce's neck.
The Panderers.
Yeah, I know. He's the Phillies.
I am not on Bryce's neck.
Yeah,
I'm on everybody else's neck right now.
I'm watching.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm watching everyone.
You got my eye on. You got your eye on everybody.
Yeah.
I'm in next year too. I don't like being left out.
The baseball fantasy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Until it's draft time, and you're like, we got a draft tonight. Who are all these players?
Who are all these players, man?
Dude, I spent a few hours this morning like looking over, and I'm like, I don't know, literally 85% of these guys. So
we got to go to the American League. It's tough, man.
It is tough. So TK is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.